Good morning, Circle
Love
of Friends.
Talk Radio. Yeah.
Good morning, Circle of Friends. We're here on the prayer line. Today is July the 14th, and I just want to thank God this morning for allowing us to come together and to worship his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for blessing us, Lord God, allowing us to wake up, Lord God, clothed in our right mind. Lord God, I just want to give you all the glory and honor this morning, Lord God. For you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the divine connection this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for bringing us together, Lord God, for this time here today, Lord God. Lord God, that we can uplift each other, Lord God, encourage each other, Father God. Lord God, we can stand in the gap for each other, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our family's life, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for salvation, Father God. We thank you for saving our families, Lord God. Lord God, saving our friends, Lord God, saving everybody, Lord God. You said every knee shall bow and every mouth shall confess, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for this hour of power of prayer this morning, Lord God. Lord God, I give you all the glory this morning, Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in my family's life, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping my nephew Caleb, Father God. Lord God, I Lord God, that he leaves in his life, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for breaking every generational curse over him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for ordering his footsteps, Lord God, guiding him, giving him wisdom, Lord God, helping him make good decisions, Lord God. Lord God, helping him flee from sin, Father God. Lord God, we bind all sin in his life, Lord God. We bind all distractions in his life, Lord God. We bind any alliance, Lord God, that's not of you, Lord God. We bind it and cast it down right now in anything in high places, Lord God, in his life, Lord God. Lord God, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything trying to cause confusion in his life, Lord God, bind it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that the presence of the Lord be upon him, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that your anointing be upon him, Lord God. Lord God, that his everything that he touched, Lord God, prospers, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I just pray for his salvation, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that he won't be, that he will flee from all temptation, Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for the consistent, fervent prayers for him, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God, because I know, Lord God, I know you said in your word, Lord God, if we seek you, Lord God, we will find you, Lord God. And I know that you said the prayers of the righteous availeth much, Lord God. So, Lord God, increase our faith, Lord God. Lord God, we are praying, Lord God. We are praying for these family members, Lord God. We're praying them into the kingdom, Lord God. So, Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you save my family, Lord God. Save my sister. Save Yolanda, Toshiba, Lord God. Save Don and Tony, Lord God. I pray for their salvation, Lord God. I pray the salvation of my children, Denver and Dallas, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for their salvation, Lord God. I break every generational curse over them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything, Lord God, has been spoken over their life, Lord God. Lord God, we bind any insecurities right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind any, Lord God, we bind anything in high places over their life, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that the blessings of the Lord overtake them in every area of their life, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that poverty will not come near them. Poverty will not come near my children, will not come near my family, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that you would give unto them, Lord God. Press down, shake it together, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for my family, Lord God. I pray for my mom and my dad, Lord God. Lord God, I bind any infirmity in my dad's body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything, Lord God, trying to come against his mind, Lord God. Lord God, making him feel like he's sick, Lord God. Lord God, I bind that right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you'll release strength, Lord God. Strength upon him, Lord God. Lord God, to help him understand that he's more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, that he understands that you are his cornerstone, Lord God. That you are his salvation, Lord God. That you are his secret place, Lord God. And Lord God, that he just got to dwell in the secret place, Lord God. Help us to dwell in that secret place this morning right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to abide in the shadows of the Most High, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for binding all temptation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and allowing us to free from sin, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you this morning, Lord God, because I know that you're the only way, Lord God. You are the only way. You are the only way, Lord God. And I know that, Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, I just pray right now, Lord God, that you guide me, Lord God, and give me the right things to say, Lord God. Give me the right direction, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you this morning, Lord God, for you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy this morning, Lord God. And, Lord God, we just want to praise you, Lord God. We're just going to come together right now and just praise you this morning, Lord God, before we get started, Lord God, because you are worthy, Lord God. And we're just excited to be here. I'm excited to be here this morning, Lord God. So I just thank you. I just want to come together and just give you praise this morning. Amen. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly
Jesus.
Father. You are worthy,
thank
Lord God.
Jesus,
you are worthy, Lord God.
Lord,
we will not just
thank
stay
you,
in our bed this morning, Lord God. We will reach up to you, Lord God. Grab that banner this morning, Lord God.
Jesus,
you are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God.
Father, Jesus, thank you right now, God, for the spirit of prayer, praise, and worship, which is the fruit of our lips.
Thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for taking care of you. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for speaking my mind, Lord God.
Thank you right now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
God, I got so much to take
mine,
Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord
God. All mine stayed on these
in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God.
Father,
in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, give me
right now, Lord,
a spirit of listening and attentive. We thank Father in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for everyone on the prayer line, for the ones that wanted to be here for whatever reason that they're not here. Father, in the name of Jesus,
thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for making it different, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to reach out something about divine connections. Okay, so when I was studying, I was listening to some preaching about divine connections. And I'm gonna read this to you guys. It says, "Divine connections, God's strategy, places people in our lives. God often people will refer to these as divine connections or divine appointments." So in the Bible it says, so divine connections are relationships or associations sent directly from God. These connections and people are sent to link you, join you with the bond
these connections are designed by God to help bring
to pass a promise or a future or event that is predestined or ordained. And I have a few scriptures to read that goes along with that. For I know, this is Jeremiah 29:11, and it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. These divine connections are divine associations and that are divine relationships that God has preordained for us. They're priceless. These relationships help direct us to our destinies, help bring increase to us. In my life, I have been blessed with wonderful people of God who have not only loved me, but have been spiritual leaders and have been there to help and watch out and look over me. So I really thank God for these divine connections. Divine connections are really divinely God-inspired to remind us that we are not alone on this journey. He will provide us with others that helps us get towards the reach the goal. Throughout the Bible, God uses divine connections, covenant relationships such as Ruth, Naomi, David, Jonathan, Eli, Elijah, Elisha, Paul, Timothy, to bring people into their destinies. Divine opportunities, divine connections represents new connections, new doors, new seasons in our life. These opportunities rarely come packaged in the way we expect. We call that the divine test to see if you obey God or not. It is very important that we recognize divine connections for one reason. They have a destiny assignment attached to them. And remember the story of Ruth and Naomi. If Ruth would never have left Naomi during the rough times, no, if Ruth would have left Naomi during the rough times, she would have never met Boaz. And there is no way Ruth could have been able to predict where her life was going to take her without God divinely connecting her to Naomi. Ruth had to recognize the benefits of remaining with Naomi instead of returning to her family like Oprah. Ruth made a vow or a covenant to remain with Naomi, calling judgment upon herself. If she ever left her, Ruth 1:17, Ruth's loyalty to Naomi was rewarded by marriage of a rich, eligible bachelor named Boaz. So we're just going to come together this morning and pray for divine connection. Hold on. I have something else I want to read you guys about divine connection. This scripture that I'm going to read to y'all is, this is Mark chapter 2. Okay, so this one is Mark chapter 2, and this is the story of Jesus with the forgives and heals the paralyzed man. And I'm going to start at chapter 2. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, he heard that he had come home. He gathered in such large numbers, and there was no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. And some men came bringing to him a paralyzed man carried by four of them. And since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat the man was laying on. And Jesus saw their faith and said to the paralyzed man, son, your sins are forgiven. And see, that's a divine connection. When God got a divine connection for you, it's all kind of obstacles in the way. It was a crowd. He needed people to carry him. But by his faith and that divine connection, he was able to get to God. And that divine connection and his faith, he was healed. So I got one more that I'm going to read to you guys. And this one is Genesis 24. Okay, so Genesis 24. Let me make sure my Bible is starting me up at the right place. I'm sorry, guys. Well, hold on. Okay, so Genesis 24. Genesis 24 basically speaks on Abraham's son. He sent him out to go to this land, and when he went to that land, he was able to find his wife. He says, I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God in heaven and the God on earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son, and the daughters on whom the Canaanites among them dwell. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all he had, and says, I pray thee thy hand under thy thigh, and thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. So the divine connection allowed Abraham to send his son out into a land, and in that land he was able to meet his wife Rebecca. So in that time, it's just that God will send a divine connection. He will send people along the way to help us. So this morning, I want to come together to pray for God's divine connection in our life, that he brings those helpers to bring about the prophecy, our destiny, and what God has for us, where he wants us to be, what he wants us to do. I'm praying for divine connection in my life, your life, everybody on this prayer line's life, that we have and we are what God needs us to be, that we're doing what God wants us to do, and we're fulfilling the prophecy of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let's come together and pray for divine connection, God's divine connection
to
our life and our family.
We thank you, Lord God.
We honor you right now, God. We call you right now, God, for divine connection, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we draw closer to one another, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, that you connect us to the right people that you want in our lives at the right time, where they need to be. Father, in the name of Jesus, like you, we thank you right now, God, for
divine
connection,
Lord.
We call you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, God. Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord God, just like Lucifer, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to find our divine connection right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you open the doors, Lord God. God. A divine connection is about to be an open door, Lord God. Open doors, open, Lord God. Praise the Savior, Lord. You have labor, Lord God. Give us mercy, Lord. We need to have mercy, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we're reaching up to you this morning, Lord God. We were not laying on our beds, Lord God. But, Lord God, we were standing in the gap, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, there's people that are sick and studying, Lord God. There's some people with broken hearts, Lord God. There's some people, Lord God, that's depressed, Father God. And, Lord God, don't know how they're going to pay their bills, Father God. I pray for a divine connection right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bring forth your help, Lord God. Bring forth the people, Lord God, that's supposed to help them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, because you not have right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Order our foot in the name of Jesus. Order the table in the name of Jesus. Order the table in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bind it and we cast it back down to the pit of hell. We turn it back to the pit of hell. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. You are the shepherd. And we are the shepherd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Almighty God, the Redeemer, my Savior, I honor your Lord. I thank you for that. Thank you for your faithfulness. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for the God, for you are my rescue. Yes, in the name of Jesus, you are my
God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, you said that you were connected, Lord God. You will give us divine connection, Lord God. You will open
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Thank you, Lord God. Help us not to be distracted, Lord God. Help us to stay on point. Hallelujah. Because we're connected to you, Lord. So I thank you for that today, Lord God. Help me, for trouble is near. Deliver us, O Lord. so that our enemies will not cause us to weep in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, I just pray right now for every divine connection, every divine appointment, Lord God, every divine helpers, Lord God. Lord God, help them to locate us, Lord God. Assist us, Lord God, in this journey, Lord God, that you got us on, Lord God. Lord God, you said you would give us help, Lord God. You said when I leave, I will send a comforter, Lord God. So we know, Lord God, that you have set out those divine connections, Lord God. So help us to be in a position where we're able to receive them, Lord God. Help us to put us in a position where we're able to see them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, every person that has ears to hear, Lord God, help them hear, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're praying, Lord God. We're petitioning, Lord God. Lord God, that you bring our helpers, Lord God. That you bring our divine connections, Lord God. Lord God, our divine places. It might be a place, Lord God, that we're supposed to be, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that we find that place, Lord God. That we're connected in the right connection, Lord God. I pray every door that needs to be open, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that our helpers will locate us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for this hour of power of prayer this morning, Lord God. I thank you for every person, Lord God, that's come together, Lord God, to, Lord God, stand in the gap, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. So, Lord God, we just give you the glory, Lord God. And if there's anybody that wants to give their name this morning, they can. You can do so right now.
Good morning, Priscilla. I just want to say good morning, and I thank y'all for just always being there. You know, I'm at work right now, and I just pray this morning that you pray for my coworkers as well, that we just do the job that needs to be done, and the Lord just continue on keeping all of us in his name. Thank you so much for being in your rightful place. Have a great day.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I just thank God for the word that came forth today. I thank God for prayer, desire, discipline, and delight in prayer. I thank God for divine connections. I thank you for the spoken word, a prophetic word that's spoken today in Jesus' name, and for everyone that's on this call, everyone that's on this prayer line, hallelujah, that God, thank you God, for drawing us closer together, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Apostle, mm-hmm. We thank you for the prayers, hallelujah, that have gone up, the unity of the prayers, standing in the one accord, standing in the gap, oh Lord God, for the divine protection, we pray, and that you travel when you go in the great hands of God, hallelujah, that nothing that is formed against you shall prosper. We want to continue to hold up the small family and everyone that's gone through this time of bereavement, hallelujah. We have loved ones that are transitioning into eternal life, hallelujah, to God. May it be well with the family, and may the families be blessed. In the name of Jesus, pray for Pastor Darlene, that she has a safe trip back home to another. In the name of Jesus, that God will bless her where she's at and what she's doing. Hallelujah to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning, this is Yvonne. I just thank you for the word this morning.
Amen.
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 Good morning. This is Sister Mir, and I just so blessed to be among a blessed people that is praying and interceding for others, and following the steps how God has ordered our steps this morning. I thank God for our divine assignments this day, and that we will follow through and know that we are not alone. That He is our helper. The Holy Spirit will be there with us as we. Follow those steps in our divine connection this morning, divine assignments this morning, divine appointment this morning. So God bless each of you this day. Thank you for the power of agreement. And amen.
Amen. Amen.
So is that the names? Anybody else want to give their names?
Yes.
So we're almost at the top of the hour this morning. Do we have any prayer requests or praise reports this morning? Well, I have a prayer request, actually. I want to just keep my dad lifted up, just keep his spirits lifted up. Because sometimes, you know, when people are not feeling well, it just starts affecting the mind. And, you know, the devil sometimes try to destroy the mind. So I just pray for his mind and his spirit right now in the name of Jesus. So, and I just pray over my business and just my divine connection. So that really, like, when I was studying last night, it really just touched me, and I was like, I want to share this with you guys because, you know, sometimes we, you know, God sets those helpers out for us, and I just pray in the name of Jesus that we're able to see them and locate them and just we're getting the help that we need along this journey. Anybody else got a prayer report or a praise report or a prayer request?
Yes, this is Scholastica. I have a couple of prayer requests to pray for my niece. Her name is Mercy. She has contracted COVID and is not doing very well. So for her healing and the protection of other family members. So far, she's the only one, but we really don't know. But we do know that we have a God who is able, who is a miracle-working God. So for her healing, and I want us to continue praying for my aunt, Rosina. And she today is her final assessment whether she will keep her leg or not, because she has diabetes and she had had some soles around her leg, especially towards her feet, her ankle and the toes. And today is her final. They gave her about 3 months to assess and try to take care of herself. And today's assessment will determine whether she will be able to keep it or not, to keep her leg. Few years ago, she lost one of her legs, so this will be the second leg she will lose. And we just want to pray for her. She's scared, and because of fear, her regulars, her steps are so high, the blood pressure and everything else, and she seemed not to be able to get that under control. So if we can pray for her, please. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Sister Gladys, good morning. Again, I just want to keep my granddaughter Ebony and my grandson Cameron in prayer that they will forgive for forgiveness and they will release and let go and let God and for their salvation in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen. I'd like to say, possibly, when we pray, let's just leave God. Let's leave God for divine healing on these special prayer requests that just came in just now. And I want to encourage you to keep in your mind of the people under the ceiling. You talk to them that God's word is His medicine, and it always works. Every scripture of healing that you can find. Sometimes you have to encourage people. You have to build up their faith. You know, Jude 1 and 20 says, build yourself up on your most holy faith. So those who do, you pray in the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, God, because nobody wants to become a double amputee with the God that we serve. It's not their desire. Mr. B desire, hallelujah, God, is to be well, hallelujah, God. So you have to tell them that God's word is his medicine, and if they desire, so they got to make up their mind. Their faith have to get built. They have to work on that. Not everyone stands in faith. Hallelujah, God. They be wavering, as Jude said. They that waver be like the wave of the sea. Hallelujah, God. And our job to encourage, hallelujah, those and to instruct those in righteousness, faithful men and women. Hallelujah, God. Telling them that God's word is in medicine. That God is here. That God is alive. They could receive the blessing. Hallelujah, God. Sometimes things that come like the fear cycle talk, but things that come up like this and people lives from here on out when there's a sickness and it's ongoing, those are people that you're called to minister on to always give them that encouraging word, hallelujah, because those words that you give them, the words are eternal life. And this way here, maybe we could get the verdict before it becomes the critical state where it becomes a 911 situation that they will grow in the faith of God. That's why we pray because that everyone that God will bless everyone with a word and season, letting them know that God is a healer, that he is a deliverer, and give you testimony and stand on your faith with nothing and waver. I want to set that in agreement when we go in the prayer. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. So let's come together and pray for these prayer requests right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for every person, Lord God. Lord God, in your prayer, Lord God, we pray for our pastors, Alaska, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we bind the spirit of fear over our life, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will restore, Lord God. Lord God, that you restore her faith, Lord God,
in the name of Lord God.
We pray for the doctor, Lord God, the ministry over her right now, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the community, Lord God. We pray right now that you will pray,
Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for this divine connection, Lord God, and this divine appointment here this morning, Lord God. So we just thank you, and we just pray that everybody goes in peace today. Amen.
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 Love everyone.
Amen. Yeah, love
Amen.
You guys.
Have a
good
day. Yes, God bless you, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow, same time.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God bless you all. Godspeed.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.